Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, you probably have seen on the news with some flooding going out on the in the Midwest with like Oklahoma and stuff like that. Well, I wanted to bring Randy from God's Pit Crew in, not just because of what's going on over there, but also because of they helped with some of the relief efforts for the tornadoes that happened a little bit ago. So I wanted to kind of bring him in to talk a lot about that. And then, of course, everything going on in the Midwest. And I thought it was the perfect time to kind of bring him in here just to talk about what they've been doing and what they need help with. So without further ado, Randy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. It is good to have you back on the show. And so I know our listeners probably, you know, do know who you guys are with as much as we talk about you a lot over here. But for anyone who may not know, can you kind of give us a little bit about what God's Pit Crew is?
Well, God's Pit Crew is a faith-based, nonprofit crisis response team. We're made up right now of a little more than 500 volunteers, people who simply wish to serve others in their time of need. So we respond to major natural disasters like tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, earthquakes. We, first of all, take tractor-trailer loads of supplies in to those affected. We carry teams in and cut trees and move debris and tarp roofs and whatever is needed. And then we have a rebuilding team that goes back after that, and we choose projects, a church, a house, and for families or folks who are affected who have no way to rebuild on their own, and we help to rebuild for them. And then also in our local communities around Southside Virginia and in other parts of Virginia, we distribute product to other nonprofit agencies. So we stay pretty busy all the time.
Okay. So before we, you know, really get into it, I know we probably haven't talked about it in a while, at least for the times that you've been on the show. But how did God's Pit Crew come to be about?
Well, Josh, I spent a lot of years sitting on a church pew, and I'd refer to that now as a professional bench warmer in church is what I feel like I was. I don't mean to demean attending church. That is the most valuable part of our Christian walk, but I just felt like there was more to it than that. And I wanted to serve. I wanted to help. Just never felt like I had the gifts, talents, or abilities to do that. And finally, one Sunday night, I just went to the altar and said, "Lord, here I am. If you can use me, use me." And 3 weeks later, I saw where a tornado hit in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Felt compelled to do something to help those people. And so we responded to that by carrying a trailer load of supplies out. Later that same year, another disaster hit in North Carolina. We responded to that one, and one thing led to another, and we just felt like God called us to do this full time. And so for the last 20 years now, we've been doing this, and God's helped us so far to respond to 113 major disasters in 27 states and 13 countries.
Mm. That's incredible. And so part of, you know, going off of what you said, you know, about, I mean, not just about how it got started, but also you guys are always busy. You guys, I know you had just gone out into Ohio with the tornadoes that had been going on there. So what was that situation like going out there? And then what was the response?
Yeah, things have been really devastating over the last number of weeks. We're still finishing up working with some of the families from Hurricane Michael and Hurricane Florence. Mm. And then the tornadoes hit in Ohio, massive flooding in the Midwest and Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. So we simultaneously ship product to all of those locations that were affected. sent blessing buckets and bottled water and all those supplies that are needed. And during that process, we got a video clip from my pastor in Oklahoma that said, man, you've got to see this town out here just the other side of Fort Smith named Moffett, Oklahoma. And so we made the trip out there and found that that entire town, every house, every structure, every church, everything, all went underwater 6 to 8 feet deep. So this whole community went underwater and sat that way for 9 days. It's just heartbreaking.
So with a lot of the relief efforts that have been going on out there, you know, what are some stories that, you know, that you guys have kind of run into as you've been out there helping out?
Well, we visited the town of Moffett and talked to several of the folks in that town, and obviously it was overwhelming to look at. I mean, it's just dozens and dozens of homes, all the churches, the school, all flooded. But I talked to several of the leaders out there, and I said, if you had to choose just one project out here, what would it be? And every one of them said the school. The school is the anchor of this community. You get the school rebuilt, we'll raise the hopes of this entire community. And so after a lot of prayer and discussions, we called the superintendent of the school. And we said, we're not sure how, but some way, somehow by faith, we're coming back to help rebuild this school. And he just broke down and cried. And he said, thank God we're not alone anymore.
That's incredible.
And it was just a powerful moment to hear him say that and to hear the desperation in their voices that they feel like they've, to some degree, feel like they've been forgotten. You know, it's just a small rural community and just not a lot of help in there. And so they're just desperate for help. And we're thankful God has led us in that direction to try to help them out and be a part of those recovery efforts.
Yeah. So, you know, to really put into perspective, I mean, what you guys walk into when you go out there. I mean, you know, here in Virginia, you know, we hear snow and then we rush to the grocery store and, you know, that's about as bad as it gets. Maybe we lose power. But, you know, I mean, out there, people are losing their homes. They are losing a lot more than just power. And I mean, from what I can tell, it seems like when you do lose power out there, if that's all you lose, that's great, but it's still going to be gone for a while. So what kind of do you guys usually see whenever you go to help provide relief?
Well, in Moffett right now, when you walk through this town, everything, every family there ever had, ever owned, is now laying in a pile of rubble in the streets in front of the house. And it's just every street you drive down, it's piled up and piled up. It's just absolutely devastating and heartbreaking. These folks feel hopeless. There's, what are we going to do from here? Most of them didn't have flood insurance. They were in an area that this was like a 500-year flood, they said. So it's just absolutely heartbreaking and devastating. But it is cool to see that just your presence there, just coming and letting them know that somebody cares and somebody wants to try to help, really changes things for them and brings hope back to them. And so I'm hoping that us being a part of rebuilding this school and being in that community is going to make a tremendous impact for this community.
Oh, yeah. And I remember, because I'd like to move a little bit more into, you know, what you guys distribute, you know, or at least part of what you guys distribute while you get down there. Because I remember when we did the blessing bucket drives with you the past 2 years, you know, I looked at that list and it was really interesting to see just all of the small things that go into a blessing bucket, but those small things, I mean, those are big necessities, but you know, you really don't think of these things as a big necessity. So what are some kind of things that you guys distribute while you're down there?
Well, the blessing buckets are probably one of the most important things that we distribute. And you're right, they have some very simple items in them, a toothbrush, a toothpaste, soap, shampoo, deodorant, a comb, a brush, a couple of cans of food, bottles of water, a bath towel, a washcloth. Of course, the most important thing we put in them on the top is a Bible. But when you lose everything you have and you get out, basically, for the most part, with the clothes on your back, or maybe just a few items, and you get back and there's nothing left, those simple items are so important and so vital to sustain life, whether you're living in a shelter, if you're staying with family members, or if you're able to stay in a hotel for a short period of time. You still need those personal items, you know, to take care of you on the short term. And so the blessing buckets are so important. And like right now, I was actually back in Moffitt yesterday, and it is so hot out there and so humid. And this town still has no power. And none of those things. So bottled water and all those things are just so important to these folks to have. And I'm glad, thanks to your listeners, that we're able to provide those kind of items to these people when they need them the most.
So, you know, with a lot of the flooding that's going on currently right now, we'll get to a lot of what you guys will need in a minute. But one thing I'd love to touch on is, because you guys are located all the way out in Danville. So while, you know, our listeners who are, you know, they may be listening a lot, they may actually know a lot about you guys just from the stuff that we air and things like that. But, you know, anyone who's just tuning in, maybe new to the station, might not know a whole lot about you guys. And so what I would love to do is kind of, any pastors that are listening right now, like, how could the churches in the Fredericksburg, Richmond, and all the areas that we broadcast to, how could they get involved with you guys?
Well, there's a number of ways. We certainly would encourage them to go to our website. I'm certain there's a link to our website on yours, or they can go straight to our website at guyspitcrew.org and learn more about what we do. Please encourage all of them to give us a call if they want to know more information. We'd be glad to send. But there's a number of things that they could get involved with. One is our blessing buckets. If they would consider doing a blessing bucket Sunday, where maybe they would take up an offering, an extra offering, and ask people to sponsor blessing buckets just one Sunday a year, that would help us to be prepared with buckets already put together and ready to respond when these things happen, would just be a tremendous blessing. We speak a lot. We go into churches and share a lot about what God has done with this ministry and about serving and how people can get involved, not only with us, but we encourage them to get involved in their own churches and their own communities and try to encourage them that God's got a plan for their lives. And so we just try to use our testimony and what God's done in our lives to encourage others to allow God to use them, and that He really does have a special plan for their life.
Yeah. And I love, you know, I've stuck to these words ever since the first time you were on the show, and I loved just how you put it and how true it is of, you know, going into that situation and then earning the right to tell them about Jesus, because, you know, I mean, they've lost everything and you're going to go in there and be like, well, Jesus loves you. Well, I mean, they're not feeling the love in the moment. So being able to go down there and then just be the hands and feet of Jesus and then just say, hey, here is this blessing bucket, and we're here to help in any way that we can.
Yeah, I think that is really important to the type ministry we do, that we go into these areas and you know, our first comment, our first question is, how can we help you? And we jump in there and do whatever is needed, whatever we can. And somewhere during the helping process, people always ask, why would you do this? And as you said, by that point, you've earned the right to be heard. And you can talk to them about the God we serve and how much he loves them. And you've already demonstrated that to them. So it's not just words, it's action.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, you guys pack a Bible in each blessing bucket, correct?
We do, absolutely.
Okay, so then that would be another avenue. You know, even if they don't ask that question, there's still that, you know, that there is still hope. You know, you may have lost a lot, but you can still have hope type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That Bible is the key to every blessing bucket, the most important item that we put in there. And even for those who are believers, you know, when they lose everything, they lose their Bible. And so they are just thrilled to get that back. But for so many people who have lost everything, and they open those blessing buckets, and the first thing they see is that Bible, and then all the other items that are in there to help assist them, it makes a tremendous impact on their life.
Yeah. So, you know, as we've mentioned, you know, you guys are heading out into Oklahoma and to help with the flooding. So what are some things that you guys really need going out there that, you know, our listeners can help with?
Well, we took this school project on, we knew that it was going to be a monumental task.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the biggest project in our 20-year history that we've taken on. It would take me an hour, I think, to explain, but I can just tell you that it's been confirmed to us over and over and over again that this is something God would have us to do. But in the flesh, I'm not sure how. It's going to take a whole lot of people, and it's going to take a whole lot of financial resources to do it. But I believe through people like those that are listening right now that those resources will be provided. And that God's gonna do a miraculous thing, and lives are gonna be changed, and folks are gonna witness something that they're gonna be calling an absolute miracle, and they'll know only God could have done it.
Mm. Now, do you guys offer any chances for people to be able to volunteer to come help you all down in Oklahoma?
Absolutely. That's one of the things we need desperately is people who are willing to go out and work and help us. And the best way to do that or to get started with that process is, again, they can go to our website and click the volunteer link and download a volunteer application, get that filled out and get it into us. And that gets them on our volunteer list, and we can get more information to them about this project. And if they're interested in going, we would love to have them.
Yeah. Now, one thing you had said that I found interesting was how you guys are still kind of dealing with some of the aftermath of Florence. And it until you said that, I had actually forgotten that hurricane even existed. And so what... I think it goes back to putting into perspective the kind of damage that this kind of thing does. You know, not just to the houses and things like that, but really to the families who may still be displaced from that storm. So what are some ways that our listeners can, I mean, whether it's in prayer or anything, that they can get involved with that as well?
Well, I think that's one thing that we tend to do is, Once a devastating event leaves the news cycle, you know, we tend to go on with our lives and we forget about that. But the reality is there's families in these communities years after these devastating events take place who are still affected and impacted in a major way. I mean, there are still people in the Carolinas who are displaced, in Florida who are displaced. And we just work as long as resources and finances will allow us to. And like I say, we were still working and still intend to work as God provides in these areas to help. And so, yeah, just please remember these communities in your prayers and people who are affected. And I think another thing where we tend to look at, I'll go back to Moffett, Oklahoma. The entire town went underwater. Behind every house that got flooded, there's a family. There's a husband, a wife, there's children, there's people who are affected who have no place to live, no place to go. It's just tough for these families for a long time.
Mm. And especially too, I mean, with it being Oklahoma, you know, I mean, Katrina was a while ago, but they're still dealing with some of that, if I remember correctly, of just trying to
I'm
get
sure
back up from
that. People still are. And Hurricane Harvey in Houston, there's still families displaced. So it's really difficult time. I just ask people to kind of keep all those affected by these natural disasters in their prayers.
Mm. So to kind of, we're coming up on our time. So to kind of wrap up that generalization, you know, what are the ways that our listeners can get involved, whether it's through helping with the blessing buckets, donating, getting out and volunteering with you guys, anything at all?
Well, so many ways that folks can get involved. We, again, encourage churches to consider doing a Be the Blessing Sunday where they maybe take up an extra offering to get people to sponsor blessing buckets. We can send information to churches about that if they're interested. And, of course, right now our big task that God's called us to do is to rebuild this school in Moffett, Oklahoma, and we have to do it in short order. We're taking a team out early August and begin that process, and got a lot of funds to raise and a lot of volunteers to find that are willing to go between now and then. So just hope that folks that are at all interested in any way will reach out to us and get more information, or either go to our website and contribute to these causes and help us to help those in need.
Yeah. Well, one last question for you, and I'm going to tweak up the question I usually ask at the end, just because I know I've probably asked you a couple times already, but getting out there and what you guys do, why is it so important?
It's important because we are the answer to many of these people's prayers. We are those hands. We are those feet that Jesus uses to answer prayers. And what an incredible thought that is that God would place it on somebody's heart who is listening now to give or to go out and help and to make a difference. And he's put that on your heart because he wants you to be a part of helping to answer someone's prayer. So there's somebody praying, God, send help. We need help. And you can be that help that God uses to help those in need.
Mm. Well, Randy, thank you so much for being back on the show.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Well, as he said, you can go to godspitcrew.org, find out all about how you can get involved, whether it's through donating, volunteering, anything like that. They do need some help to get some of the supplies out there, as well as to restock what they have so that they can send supplies out there. If you're a pastor of a church and you kind of have been looking for an outreach program to get involved with, this is a great one. Not just because it's a great opportunity to reach people for Christ, but you're also going to be helping people who are really, really in need of it. Even if you don't go out there and physically volunteer, putting together the blessing buckets. I know here we've written out like love notes and stuff like that at different events. We've let people write love notes that they've placed in the blessing buckets. So, you know, really, any way that you guys would want to get involved with this, I think this is a perfect church project. So, yeah, go online, godspitcrew.org, and check them out. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com. It's resources. It'll be right there at the top. And then select Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. And you can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend, post it to social media, anything you'd like to do with that. But I'll also include the link for God's Pit Crew there as well. That way, you know, if you're driving, you don't have to remember everything you've heard today. It'll all be right there on our website, yourper.com. So yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope everyone has a great rest of their weekend. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July, and stay safe on the roads.